If a person has been quite well and you hear suddenly they have some disease, you say, last night she
was fine.
All right, but then she
got sick.
All right.
Last night she was taken ill.
Okay. If a person sat in the draft and began to cough last night, he
probably had a cold. Was
right.
Taking a cold.
All right. If it affected his voice, you'd say
he has laryngitis.
Or
he's hoarse.
I've got a little. If I've had a cold, I've got a little
cough.
If medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask,
why haven't you taken your medicine?
Or the patient might answer, I blank some yesterday.
I took some medicine yesterday.
And I'll blank some more later.
I'll take some more later.
If you can't hear anything at all, you say you're stone
deaf.
If you begin to sweat.
Me, I'm deaf.
Are you deaf?
I can't hear.
Can't you really? Uh-huh. Both ears or just one?
Well, I'm tone deaf in both of them.
Are you?
But I can hear noises. You know, like a clicking or ticking somewhere, and I think it's over here.
Mm-hmm. Is that so? It's a
it's nothing
directional thing. Is that so? What do they say causes it?
It's hereditary, I guess.
Hmm. I think my husband's hearing isn't as good as it was, but I can't convince him of that. He says I just talk too bad, which might be true too. If he began to sweat when he started to work, by the time he finished, you'd say he blank a lot in the hot sun.
He sweats a lot.
All right, and if he did it yesterday, you'd say he...
He sweated yesterday.
All right.
He sweated a lot yesterday.
Okay. If you have a sore that discharges and comes to a head, what do you call it?
It has pus in it.
Uh-huh. What do you call it?
It's a boil.
All right.
Carbuncle.
When a boil opens, the stuff that drains out is...
Corruption.
Or
pus.
All right. Well, if you have some infection in your hand so that your hand got bigger than it ought to be, you say, my hand...
Is swollen up.
All right.
It's all swelled up.
All right. If it did yesterday, you say, my hand...
Was swollen yesterday.
Or if a bee stung me in my hand yesterday...
My hand, swelled up yesterday.
All right. It's still pretty badly...
Swollen today.
Okay. In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a...
Bullet hole.
Or a bullet.
Or an injury.
Or a
bullet wound.
All right. A kind of skinless growth on a wound that's got to be burned out is called what?
A kind of what?
Skinless growth in a wound that's got to be burned out. What kind of flesh grows around a wound?
Oh, proud flesh.
All right. If you get just a little cut on your finger, what do you put on it to avoid an infection? Brown liquid that stings. All right. If a man was shot and he didn't recover, you say he
was fatally wounded.
All right. Or you say he any veiled way of saying that to spare people's feelings, you'd say he. If you didn't want to say died, but you wanted to know he was gone, what would you say? He. How do people sometimes talk about? What'd you say there?
Passed away.
All right. Passed away or. Passed on.
Passed away.
All right.
Passed on.
Any crude or humorous way of saying died?